World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
First of all, we're going to say happy birthday to Jerry. That makes this whole thing run. He's 31 years old today, which means, Jared, when we started this thing, wow, wait a minute, Jared, we're into our fourth year, aren't we? I think I missed our, our birthday was the 25th, I think. We are into, golly, that kind of blows me away. I think we did our first one on January 25th, 2016. Pretty sure. 4 years. Every morning, 5 days a week, for 4 years, Jared has not missed one show. Today's his birthday. Tomorrow is my wife, Michelle's birthday. You know, it's kind of funny. You go back and did that first show with Pete LaBarbera. It was my first guest when we started. I'm sorry, folks. This just popped into my head. I did it in my little office at our other home. I don't even know. Hey, you know what he's got up on the screen? Listen, I got to go 1,000 different directions today. Hey, folks, what Jared has up on the screen right now is the back paywall to CoachDaveLive.com. This is the back paywall that you all get access to for 10. If you just support us at $10 a month, you get all this stuff. You see every one of those videos? Every one of those videos, there's an unbelievable number of videos that not only are informative, educational, entertaining, and each one of them has the ability to start a discussion with somebody. And so you take one of those videos, you share it with somebody, say, man, what do you think about this? And you're in, oh my goodness, these are all, oh, Jared, folks, I have to confess to you here on Jared's birthday, 31st birthday, I really haven't been in the back wall, in the paywall. Jared and Gary Pierce, they've been doing all the work. I produced all these videos. Some of them are years and years and years and years and years old. $10, if you just support us at $10 a month, you get access to all these. So Jared, let me see here. Let's give everybody, no crying in football, Jared. Let's watch this real quickly here this morning. This is what you get from $10. Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer at News with Views.tv at newswithviews.com. I'm telling you this, no crying in football. No crying in football. You remember that line, though, from Tom Hanks in a field of League of Their Own? We're talking about no crying in baseball when Tom Hanks was coaching the ladies' baseball team. Well, there's no crying in football either. And what we see going on across America right now is all of this bullying and all the bullying talk. In fact, I did a video a couple weeks ago about the fact that bullying is something that's going to be with us our entire lives. We'd be better off if we taught our kids the bullying's going to happen to them the rest of their lives. Don't bully. It's not good, but toughen up because it's a reality of life. And what do we see happen a couple weeks later down in Miami, Florida? The bullying of a football player. Now, folks, let me stop you right there. Is it even possible for an adult to be bullied? After I did the last video, the Huffington Post grabbed a hold of it, and I ended up on the national radio show with Alan Colmes. And I tried to convince Alan Colmes that bullying is a part of life, that it never stops. Now, Alan, he didn't want to agree with that. Of course, they never want to agree with anything that makes sense. In fact, they tried to insinuate that the only type of bullying that's out there is what Alan called was I'm not going to make everybody watch this video. Folks, there are hundreds of these videos that are available to you.
I used to make these with news with views.tv. I'd make Terry Ladrick. God bless Terry Ladrick. Terry is the guy to do all the stuff that's behind it, all the graphics and all that stuff. That was before I met Jared. And these things are, Jared, click on let's criminalize pornography. These folks, these are all great. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. And you know, can I brag for a minute? Every one of these videos that you will see on these things were all one take wonders. I never once had no script. I had nothing in front of me. I never once had to stop and do a do over. And all of them that I ever made, it's a gift from the Lord to be able to communicate like that. I understand it, right? Play this one, Jared. Let's criminalize pornography. Let's see what that one's like. Okay. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. This is my heart's a little bit heavy today, folks. I just look again as I'm a guy who studies the culture, and I just was on my computer, as happens with so many times, and all of a sudden had one of those little pop-up screens pop up, and the temptation to click on that thing and have some pornography come before my eyes was a very, very strong temptation. It's always, I don't care if you're a man, I don't care who you are, that's one of the greatest temptations in all of society. Is pornography. And I'm going to tell you this. I think this may seem really radical to you, but we seem to be rational people here in America. We want to ban guns. We want to ban drunk driving. We want to ban all kinds of things in America. I believe it's time for us to once again ban pornography.
All right, Jared, you can quit. Folks, I'm just telling you, 10 bucks, support us at 10 bucks a month, and you get access to all these videos back there. They're all really, really good. Plus, you get $10, $20 off your ticket to Occupy, which is coming up here. And golly, time's flying. It's goodness gracious. January's almost over. You understand that? The first month of January is almost over. So just go, you know, I should be able to explain this a little bit easier. Maybe we'll do a tutorial on it. Folks, just support us. $10 a month, you have access to all of the. Put that screen back up there, Jared. Yeah, $10 full platform access. And look, on and on and on and on. Oh, Lord, I told my wife, I'm going to be more famous after I die than I am now. Can you know, one of the things that really, really blesses me, really does, my grandkids will have all these. Well, they don't ban us. My grandkids will have access to all of these videos about their grandpa, the grampy. Is a legacy, isn't it? Oh my goodness! Oh, I better get it off there, Jared. I want to listen to the next one. Then I want to listen to. There is a time for war. Yeah, hiding the light. Oh, fight pressure. That's a great one. Oh Lord Jesus! All right, I'll shut up here. I'll shut up here. Hey, I feel bad about Kobe Bryant, but it's not the end of the world. All right, feel bad about it. Feel bad about anybody dying. Feel bad about what a horrific ending to his life that must have been with his daughter. That helicopter spun out of control, whatever happened to that thing. Yeah. But just kind of shows where we are, right? That we hero worship in America. We hero worship. And it's sad that Kobe's gone and many people grew up with him and all that. But tomorrow's promised to no man. Right? Nobody. Soldiers die. Police officers die. Quiet servants that serve other people die. Death is a part of life. It is. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry about Kobe. I'm sorry about his daughter. Sorry about the other family. Baseball coach and his wife and their daughter was killed. And one of Kobe's daughter's teammates. And his dad was killed. Her dad was killed. She was killed and her dad was killed. Good time, you know, brings the reality of death into the lives of so many other people. People can begin to think about a lot of crazy stuff going on. Crazy stuff. Oh my goodness, my email's blowing up here already. Hey folks, listen, I have to touch on this here this morning real quickly. This whole thing that's going on with the coronavirus. I'm just going to give you my opinion, okay? I think the chances of one of us getting a coronavirus is probably not as likely as being in that
helicopter with Kobe Bryant. I could be wrong. You know, the Bible warns of pestilences and of death, and all. We understand all that. But see, we have to be really, really careful that we begin to look at the Bible and say, yep, there it is. Oops, there it is. There it is. Here's what I think is much more sinister and what I think all of you need to be concerned about. It's not the coronavirus, although I think we probably need to be concerned about the coronavirus. But where'd it come from? And what's the purpose of this coronavirus? And at the end of this coronavirus, is there vaccinations waiting at the end of this thing? Now, I want to give you a fair warning. I want to be really, really serious. I took it really, really serious. Michelle and I both have taken this issue very, very serious. I don't know if you saw this, my friends. Like 70 million people are quarantined in China. Whole cities locked down. At least that's the information we're getting. Whole cities locked down, meaning you're not allowed to go anywhere. You're not allowed to go anywhere. Bear with me here a second. I don't know if that's real or not. We don't know if we get good information from China. We don't even know if we get good information from our own media, do we? But I have Jared, maybe you can throw that up there. It's a standalone email, Jared. Talks about 90,000 people already infected. Throw that up on the screen. I'm not gonna read the screen, but we get this kind of information all the time when we don't really know what we're supposed to work. This supposedly was some worker who says the coronavirus has already infected 90,000 people in China. There's a billion people probably in China. Who knows how many it is? But some things about it, if it's the real deal, they tell us it's 10 days, 14 days incubation period. It can spread through animals. This guy puts a mask on, it spreads through your eyes. Is this true? I don't know if it's true. Bear with me a second. I'm going to try to help you out here a second. The deep state hates Donald Trump, and they hate what's going on, I believe. I believe that they're going to do anything that they can to try to crush any resistance we would put up against the dark side. This is my opinion now. And I would not find it hard to believe at all if in a week or 10 days they start talking about the coronavirus here in the United States and the need to shelter at home, quarantine, stop people from being able to go out. That wouldn't surprise, none of that would surprise me, friends. And I just want to caution all of you this. Do you have a store of food? Now, I want you to think about the coronavirus scare. It might be real. I'm not taking a position on it. You know what it's like to live in a blizzard? You ever lived in a blizzard? In fact, yesterday was just the anniversary of the great blizzard here in Ohio in 1978. Shut everything down for a couple weeks. Excuse me. You know what it's like when people run to the grocery stores and they clean out the shelves? What happens if, good or bad, true or not true, they make the decision, somebody makes a decision, the CDC, I can hear it happening, that the coronavirus is everywhere now and people need to shelter in place or we're going to quarantine, we're going to lock down certain cities, you're not allowed to leave. What's going to happen to the food on the shelves at your local grocery store? How long would it take for those shelves to be empty? In fact, you might hear it that they, first of all, they quarantine, let's say, Sacramento, California, just using that. Well, your antenna ought to go up. What? Well, they did what? And people are going to flood to the stores. Now, stay with me. We don't know if this is true or not. I don't know if it's true or not. But we know this, that if this quarantine, this shutting down of China is real, do you have any idea the impact that could have on us here in the United States in regards to trade and food and other things like that? Do you understand the financial devastation that could come about as a result of the fact that China can't ship any goods out and very few goods in, or vice versa? So I'm not here to scare you, okay? But I'm here to tell you this. You need to have some food at your house, okay? You need to have some food. Michelle and I went out and got some yesterday. Why? As she said to, you know, she kind of laughs at me and I said, she says, honey, what are we going to do with all this? I said, well, eat it or throw it out. I'm going to tell you this, sweetheart. If something happens, you're not going to be laughing at me. By something happening, I mean nothing more than the quarantine or closing down of entire towns, cities, grocery stores, transportation of food, getting in and out. So, Jared, if you go to the stuff, I want to throw up here for you folks to understand what Michelle and I did. Where is it? Yeah, prep. Jared, it says, who do you trust? If you throw that up there for you. Here's what Michelle and I did yesterday. We already had some food stored. Folks, are you hearing me? I don't know if this is real or not, but I can tell you this. It would not surprise me if the deep state or whoever's involved wants to destroy the economy, wants to do anything they can to keep American citizens from waking up to what's going on, that they would do something like this to close down our means of transportation, food. Stay at home. You're not allowed out. Not allowed out, right? So I went online, and here's what Michelle and I did. Prepping one-on-one. Food preps. 30 days worth of food. So, man, where do you start? Where do you start? Scroll down, Jared. We'll make this available in the show links here. But, hey, folks, I really think this is important to start. Right there, Jared. I really think this is important to talk about. I really do. Now, it's just not for the coronavirus. Now, it could be anything. It could be a blizzard. It could be an EMP. It could be anything. It could be anything. So here's what you need to do. This is what Michelle and I did yesterday, okay? It gives you the things that you can go get that you need, and this will be enough for four people for 30 days. If you have more than four people, then you're going to have to, if you have eight people, you have to double it. And this is for 30 days. You could do it less and have it for 15 days, for 14 days, for a week. This is what we did yesterday. First, buy a 50-pound bag of rice. This contains 504 servings. And I don't know too many people who won't eat rice. It's simple to cook, and you can store it for years if you keep it cool and dry. And a 50-pound bag of rice is $19. You can get it right now, $19. Sam's Club. Buy rice. Bag of rice. How many people do you have in your house? How many extended family? See this, folks, you can never have enough food. You can never have. I said to Michelle, well, what about his family and his family? His family. You can never have enough. Number two, beans. Buy a bag of dry beans. This will check off the beans part of your beans, bullets, and band-aids list. A good size bag is about $5. It makes 126 servings. All right. Canned meat. Cans are great for fruits and vegetables, and anyone can find something that they will eat. For canned meat, I would recommend tuna or chicken because it takes a heck of a lot better than Spam. And you can easily mix it into your rice. For the meat, you will need approximately 35 cans. Four people, 30 days. Right? 35 cans for four people for 30 days. Each can has about three servings, and this will be the most costly. But they last over a year usually, and your family probably eats chicken or tuna on a semi-regular basis anyway, so you can continue to restock. Canned vegetables. You'll need about 40 cans of vegetables. Again, folks, this is for four people for 30 days. And again, this can be whatever your family will eat, expect to pay about a dollar each, so $40 for veggies to last your family a month, family of four. So family of 10, do the math. Canned fruit. Again, simple fruits that your family will eat. It can be fruit cocktail, pears, whatever. 25 servings. Five of these will cost you about $25 and give your family their daily dose of fruit. Oatmeal. Good old-fashioned oatmeal is simple to cook and store. Normal container has 30 servings, so purchase about four of these and your family won't starve for breakfast. at $2 each, it's about $8 for breakfast for a month for a family of four. If you got a family of 10, do the math. Could you exchange Pop-Tarts? Maybe, but I find oatmeal more filling, less likely to be snacked on. Again, it's just preparation, right? Honey. Honey's a miracle food. Really is, it will never go bad if you keep it dry and cool. Honey will last you forever, and Sam's has large containers that hold up to 108 servings. You can use this in place of sugar to satisfy your sweet tooth. Honey has even medicinal properties, and you can use this to add some flavor to your oatmeal for breakfast. Right? Salt. Salt's the same as honey. Go buy some salt. Buy a box of salt for about a dollar, and that will keep your whole family a month. And then some vitamins. Some multi-level water, okay? So, folks, there it is. You do what you want to do. You do what you feel that you need to do. But there's a water. Don't forget water, okay? Scroll on down there, Jared. I think maybe it's the next thing that comes up. Talks about water. Yeah, I saw it. There it is. Water is another post. But for a month, you're going to need 120 gallons. For four people, you're going to need 120 gallons of water. This is drinking water. And storing it is as easy as groceries, but there are a lot of options. So have water available, okay? It talks about propane-powered lanterns, matches, flashlights, candles, all that kind of stuff. Certainly some way to try to keep warm. We have all that. So I'm going to shut up a minute. Anybody want to laugh at me or anybody have anything to add? Because I think I'm not so worried about the coronavirus as I am to the reaction of the coronavirus.
Amen, Coach. The left, they may not have initiated this thing over in China or whatever, but they are more than capable of trying to use it to wreck our economy because they think that will ruin Trump's chances of reelection. But just a quick look at the numbers that discovered on the 12th of December, 21st of January, 291 cases reported. Now over 4,000 or whatever, you extrapolate the daily increase since the 21st of January. You extrapolate forward, and let's just go to the end of February. You're talking about 1,065,000,000 cases. You go backwards from the 21st of January, and go back until the 12th of January, just, you know, 1 month after the first case was discovered. There was only 12, extrapolating backwards, there would have only been 12 cases that 1 month after it was discovered. So even though there's only a handful in the 13 other countries around the world right now, that's still in that first 1 month period that China experienced for only 12 people.
Yeah, Larry, they told us this, that, again, folks, if you believe all this stuff, see, they could be setting us up for a panic. They could be doing that, right? But let's be prudent here and let's use some common sense here. If this thing is real, 10 to 14 days before any signs or symptoms show up of it, okay? So, you know, somebody could have been infected with it 2 weeks ago, and how many people have they come in contact with? They don't even know. So we know that. We know now that it can now invade through the eyeball. So you get some on your hand, you rub your eye, it can get in through. You can wear a gas mask and that, or whatever, that face mask, and that doesn't protect you. We know that. We know that it evidently has the ability to live for a long time outside of the body. In other words, doorknobs. Somebody puts on a doorknob, it lives quite a while outside of it without a host. And then this one really was something that I saw. Again, I don't know if it's real. I don't know. I'm worried about the panic that may come about as a result of it, okay? And evidently, this disease can be spread through animals. What? Yeah. Yes. Your dog could be exposed to it and bring it into your house. Yes. Yes. Birds. That's what I understand. So the odds of you getting the coronavirus, minuscule. Probably more likely to get in a helicopter and crash with your daughter than to get the coronavirus, from what I understand. But I'm trying to make you aware and help you be awake to the social consequences of a deep state government declaring an epidemic and everybody needs a shelter in place. Anybody else? Because I don't want to stay on this all day.
Dave, I just wanted to add, that's good information on there. But if this, you know, I agree with you on the coronavirus. It, you know, it's there or it ain't. But if it's not this, it might be something else. Right. So the main thing is we need to have some stuff available to you. Start with your 3 days. And then once you get that, then times that times 10, that gives you a month.
Really good. That's what Michelle and I did yesterday. And it doesn't take up a whole lot of space. The water takes up a lot of space. The water.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. You had that guy on survival here. It was probably last year. And I made a recommendation. And he himself had never thought about that. But what a great idea. A dehumidifier actually pulls moisture out of the air.
I got one running right over here. Dale.
And brother, how many times do you empty that thing of water? And I'm telling you, that is a free source of water. Plus, learn how to hunt or learn how to fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can also get barrels and collect rainwater off your house, and that'll give you all kinds of water.
I would agree with all that, except I would caution you now to get something now. Because if they come down with some type of quarantine or something like that, it's going to happen fast. They're not going to say, hey, we're going to quarantine things. You got 7 days, and then we're going to quarantine. No, it's going to be bang, done. And you either have it or you won't have it. And the social upheaval unrest that would come about as a result of that, oh, my goodness. So that's what I'm trying to warn us about.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, when I'm stationed in Florida, we got skirted by a bunch of hurricanes. Unfortunately, hit the Carolinas. But I was in Hawaii afterwards. We got all this knowledge and information, and we got Hurricane Iniki in the early 90s, and it hit the island of Kauai, but it skirted us. But my wife, in her common sense, she went out and prepared. Well, I had to go to work on the military installation and prepare the military installation for a possible direct hit. And as the day of the hurricane was skirting the island of Oahu and heading towards Kauai, as we went to go to Camp H.M. Smith up on top of a mountain, and I could not believe the mass hysteria, the people panicking and running to the stores. They're just totally ill-prepared. It was a madhouse. It was insanity.
Folks, it'll be like that. Hey, like Jeff said, you know, here in Ohio, when they yell blizzard, stuff's gone off the shelves. It's going off the shelf. So just come on, just be prudent. You have house insurance. You have fire insurance. You got anything to make sure that, like my wife said, man, I can't imagine our little grandbabies being hungry and not having anything to give them. So put it on. Hey, yes, put it on your credit card if you have to. It's that important. That important. Don't go overboard. Don't go broke. Get a little bit in your house now and then build on it each week. Refurbish it, replenish it, eat somewhat out of your stash so your stash remains fresh. You with me? Okay. Anybody else? I don't want to get bogged down on this. I think it's important enough that we talk about it. My feeling, I'm not scared of the virus. I'm scared of what some dark actors might do with the virus. Okay, that's my fear. We love fear, don't we? We operate on fear. They tell us how many times have you heard the thing that a big storm's coming and you get all hunkered down, then the storm doesn't come. We're used to that all the time, right? Well, this kind of thing we know pretty much for sure. Now, Steve Quayle. I got to throw this up here real quick, Jared, as well. Did I have that on Steve Quayle alert? I think I gave that to you. Where did I put it? I didn't put it. Where did I put that? Shame on me. Steve Quayle alerts I throw that up. Because I want you to think about this, too. Again, just food for thought, right? This is a Steve Quayle alert. Keep your eyes on Hong Kong, China's financial center. Their financial. Folks, think about pick a large city around you. What if that large city shut down and nobody could work 30 days? Which is what, if they're telling us the truth, that's what's happening in China. People are not going to work.
they're not producing anything. So if they're not producing anything, how is China's economy going to continue to flow? So the Steve Quayle alert says China is shutting down the biggest manufacturing city in China with profound global impact, both for goods and financial markets. And also Shanghai is about one third locked down already, silently, with likely the whole city being locked down shortly.
So coach.
Hang on a second. China blew it big time. China owns between 20,000 and 30,000 tons of gold. They'll have to make up their huge loss of natural sales and export their losses. China may choose to play their gold card through a currency backed by gold or cryptocurrency tied to gold. The spot price of gold will surge to produce multiples of the current gold spot price and may happen rather quickly, as they will need foreign currencies to recover from this epidemic and to reassert themselves in the manufacturing world. As it stands now, they cannot feed their billion-plus population without food going in and out, folks. So just another warning. I saw somebody said that gold could literally go to $50,000 an ounce if China releases their gold. Yes, go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to comment. When it says the currency, I think it's a currency reset that's coming.
Well,
this is planned. I believe it's planned.
Well, it's again, good. Folks, this is just being wise, isn't it? Isn't this keeping your lamps trimmed? Isn't that what it is? Keeping oil in your lamps? Isn't that really what it is? And so get some food. Let that food be your oil in your lamp, and just be prepared. Cool.
Yeah, today the Dow Jones Futures is down 380, which is going to reflect a market opening up way down to this morning.
Right. Well, we know there's going to be some panic going on, right? So the truth of this, Glenn, I would say here in the United States, we're probably looking at 2 weeks out, right? If they're going to have a panic of any kind of quarantine or whatever of any kind in the United States, it's probably going to be 10 days, 2 weeks before they determine that they need to do it.
The more news that comes out about people, you know, being infected here in this country, okay, the more the panic level will go up.
Yep. That's the point I'm trying to make, folks. Whether or not this is real, the panic potential for panic is very, very real. And
Code, yep. This is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
I have a nephew over in Japan right now in the Air Force, and they were notified to get all their affairs in order in case of evacuation.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We do know this is a man-made virus, right? It's man-made. We do know that they talk about biological warfare. We understand all this stuff. We understand that the kings of this world conspired against the Lord and his anointed. This stuff is all connected. We know that China is godless, right? You know that it's a godless country with godless leadership. We know that most of the leaders of the nations in the world are godless, not Christian, serving other gods. We know it. And if those of us who claim the name of Christ understand the importance of the name of Christ, this ought to make a lot more sense to us. It should. Amen. Okay, cool. Now, where was it going? Oh yeah, I just got to take this. Guys and girls, you would not believe the emails I got because of last week. I made the statement that Meghan Markle poisoned the bloodline. I was posted on all these hate websites that I was racist, and I said that it poisoned the bloodline, blah, 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 blah. Before I even go any further, can somebody explain to me, does anybody know what I meant by that? Does anybody know what I meant by that? And was I making fun of black people? Does anybody know what I said when I said it poisoned the bloodline? Anybody understand the significance of that? Help me out here.
So she's not reptilian like the rest of them.
Yeah, I took it that you just meant she wasn't part of the class, the ruling class in England that is that the monarchy has always been kept within. She was from outside. She was a Donald Trump, so to speak. She was an outsider.
She's not a blue blood.
Well, hang on, because we're going to get into that a second. What do we, folks? What do we mean by that? What made the crown? Because when I made that statement, I didn't even think it was controversial. I didn't think it was controversial at all. At all. What makes the royal family the royal family? Why are the royal family royal? Can somebody help me? It's all based on one thing.
It's based on them marrying all their family members.
They're inbred.
It's based on bloodline. Bloodline. Right? I don't know if you guys know this or not. My opinion, totally my opinion. One of the reasons they killed Princess Diana was because she's the Duchess of something, right? She was the Duchess of something. And she and Prince, whoever her husband was at that time, Prince Charles, they weren't getting along very well. In fact, she was having an affair with Dodi Fayed. You guys remember that? Dodi Fayed? Well, what was Dodi Fayed? Does anybody know what?
He was a Muslim.
Wow. So the Duchess of York, I think was what her title, was having an affair with a Muslim.
She was pregnant.
They believe she was pregnant. I'm just throwing some of this stuff out so that your eyes open up and understand what's going on. And who knows? First of all, Princess Diana, she was a commoner anyway. She didn't really come from a real high society. So they didn't, you know, she wasn't one of them, if you know what I'm talking about. But she played the role well, and she produced two sons, and everybody was happy about it. And then that relationship begins to fall about because Charles, like Priscilla Parker Bowles, whatever her name was, he was having an affair on the side. So this marriage is about to split up. And Diana is out doing the dirty deed, I think, with Dodi Fayed, a Muslim. Some said maybe she was pregnant. Because why? About bloodline. It's about bloodline. We'll say this again. It's about bloodline, folks. Anglo-Saxon Protestant bloodline. You with me? And so when Coach Dave says she poisoned the bloodline, that's not a racist comment. Why? Because Meghan Markle is part half black. Hey, Jared, this is cool. You guys aren't going to be able to see all this. Jared, pull up this Brit. It says chart. Pull up this chart. This is how stupid we are. People, folks, you wouldn't believe the emails I got. Look at this. This is the bloodline. Descendants of Alfred the Great, the royal family tree, from 849 to present. Now, I don't think there's any way that we can blow this up to show you every one of them. Hey, Jared, first of all, just scroll down through the whole thing so people can see how many we're talking about here. I think, not sure, all of them considered white, Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Huh? Folks, is there any black blood in there? There isn't any Hispanic blood in there. Look at them. This is awesome, Jared. I didn't know you could do that. Look at them. This is the Windsor family tree. It's just the Windsors, right? Oh, there's Priscilla Parker, but whatever. Hey, Jared, go up a little farther. Do they have pictures of them up higher up on there? They probably don't have pictures. I mean, folks, this chart itself is fascinating to study. Could this be the deep state? Could this be the deep state? Wow. And look at them on the screen. So I'm just defending myself here a little bit to let you all know that Meghan Markle poisoned the bloodline in that she was not 100% white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Is there a better word I should have used? Somebody help me out. Is there a better word I should use rather than poison the bloodline? What term would you use?
Mingled.
Mingled blood? Whatever. Yeah, maybe that'd have been. I didn't think it'd be so controversial, Randy. I didn't think it's. Folks, this is our lineage. We're so ignorant of history, aren't we? Aren't we so? And this bloodline goes clear down today. When Queen Elizabeth dies, who's the next king? Who's the next king when Queen Elizabeth dies? Am I know?
Yeah, Charles.
Charles?
Yeah, isn't it? Not.
And then who's the next king after that?
Well, yeah, his firstborn son, William.
Well, didn't Charles abdicate?
Yeah, he abdicated the throne because he married a divorced woman.
Right, right, right now, I think I'm not sure anybody knows who the next king is.
Well, I think the next king is Prince William. I think so. I think you're right, Chad. Isn't it amazing how little we know about this and how important this is to history, and how really the control of America is still connected to this and to some other things I'm going to get into right now. Is Mark Trump in here? Did I even look? Are you with us today, Mark? I know he's been busy. He is busy. Well, I want to show you something else, Jared. I don't know if it's going to. Jared, click on blue blood. You guys have heard that, right? Blue bloods. Someone being a blue blood.
You know, Coach, another term that's used that means the same thing that you said is tainted the bloodline.
Tainted bloodline. Maybe that would have been better rather than poison. Why were people of noble birth said to be blue blooded? I'm going to get Mark in here tomorrow because we were doing some discussion about that. I thought this website was going to give us more information. Well, why were they called blue bloods? We still call them blue bloods today, right? Because they are a royalty. They are something that is above the rest of us. But Mark has
They used silver. They had silver silverware. And then what that does is that makes your blood turn blue, their skin turn blue.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it, folks? Listen. And Mark takes it even deeper to why they were, in fact, called blue bloods. And it had something to do literally with what you just said, Brian, the makeup of the content of the blood, something they understood about it. A blue blood was not just a simple old commoner like me and you. You heard him say it there. Man, I'm all over the place here today. I know that I am. But I think it's important. Somebody come on in here. So, Jared, go to Psalm 2 again, as usual. Psalm 2. Because that's what we're talking about. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So who are the rulers? Who are the rulers that take counsel together? Let's not make this all spiritual, because it's the natural world, and we're operating in a natural world. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That's what the rulers say. But he that sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then he shall speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Here's the good news. Some of the stuff that these folks are trying to pull off, they ain't going to be able to pull it off, okay? Not going to be able to. Okay, I've been trying to get this chart. Okay, I'm going to switch gears. So I want Mark Trump in here when I talk about this next thing. This discussion here always gets me in trouble. Jared, click on Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete. You folks, you guys know that we've been programmed to not speak the truth. You know that? You know that we've been programmed to not speak the truth because it's called hate speech or homophobic or racist. And all of those terms are designed to do nothing, nothing, except keep you from speaking the truth. That's all it is. Remember the shirt the coach likes to wear, "The truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth"? I saw it today, I couldn't believe it. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is fourth in the Democratic process in the presidential race on the Democratic side. Fourth. He's 38 years old. His experience is mayor. I'm not making this up. Mayor. Let me say it again. He wants to go from mayor to president of the United States. And the amazing thing is, he's getting traction. People are buying into it. A guy who's 38-year-old mayor become president of the United States. Talking about qualifications. Just on that alone, qualifications. Yet they're seriously considering him. He's a practicing open homosexual who calls his husband, which I would assume makes Pete the wife in this relationship. I'm trying to show you how delusional we are. But that's not the real reason I put it up here. Remember this, the devil is deceptive. When the devil comes, when the devil came to Eve, where is that? Genesis 4, is that where that is? Eve, Adam and Eve, the apple eating. Let's see, I want to make something. I'm trying to make a point here today. Genesis 3, you think, there it is. Okay, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Hath God said?" So evidently the serpent knew the word to a degree. He said to Eve, "Did God really say you can't eat of that tree?" And Eve said unto the serpent, she knew the word. She said, "Now we can eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but that one tree up there in the middle, we're not allowed to have that one, because God said as soon as we do that, we're going to die." And the serpent said to the woman, "Come on, dude, you ain't going to die. You're not going to die. For God knows that the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened." A little bit of truth there, isn't it? When your eyes are open, you're going to be as gods. Not God, not G-O-D, not Jehovah. You're going to be as gods. Knowing good and evil. Meaning what? Eve and Adam didn't know good from evil. They only knew good. And then the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to her eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise. So she said, "Hey, this is good. God wants us to have everything good. So I'm going to go ahead and eat of this apple." And she took it and ate it and gave it to her husband, by the way, who was with her, it says. And he ate it too. And then both of their eyes were opened. And they knew they were naked. Oh, I could go there. I'm not going to go there. So, Coach, let's go back to... Let's go to butt plug. Let's go back to butt plug. This makes him mad when I coin that. But folks, that's what he does, right? In the privacy of his bedroom at night, he's a butt plug. He's a butt plug. Why would he be ashamed of it? Why, if we say that, do they get mad? It is what he does. He identifies as that. That's what he does. Why am I hateful? Because I point out what he does. I thought it was prideful. I thought we were proud of what we did, right? Here's the point I'm trying to make. This guy here is unbelievably deceptive because he quotes the word out of context, misapplied, in the wrong pretext or context or in-text or blue text. He uses the word to deceive the people who don't know the word themselves. Scroll down a minute, Jared, a little bit farther. So he, here, pro-life Christians hold everybody in line with this one kind of piece of doctrine about abortion, Butt Plug says, which is obviously a tough issue for a lot of people to think through morally. Then again, there's a lot of parts of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath. And so even that is something that we can interpret differently. But that sort of exegesis and his resulting conviction that a baby sucking her thumb in the womb can be legally dismembered, Buttigieg clearly doesn't have a particularly tough time thinking through the moral issues. He simply twists the Bible to fit his belief. So that's what they all do, folks. This is unbelievably dangerous. What's going on with Mayor Pete?
It's not any different than what's going on inside those satanic social clubs.
Where did he learn it, right, brother? Where did he learn it? Where did he hear it?
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
I watched Hagman, and he had a special guest on there and explained. He's apparently been duped himself, and he doesn't understand, or he's definitely in the mix to take Obama's to change the culture within.
Mm-hmm. Well,
see, as far as I can tell also is that Adam's the only one that received a breath. No other living creature received a breath.
Mm-hmm. That's why Adam became a living soul. It says that in Genesis, that's 4, I think, Jed, in Genesis 4. Here's all I'm trying to say. Jared, scroll down just a little bit. It says, in fact, in his latest statewide South Carolina TV ad, Buttigieg, you're in a good spot right there, Jared. Buttigieg quotes the Lord Jesus to support his policy platform and attack GOP, Christian GOP voters. The ad opens with him saying, whatever happened to, I was hungry and you fed me, I was strange and you welcomed me. Remember Saul Alinsky's roles with radicals? Use their own theology against them. Make them live up to their own standard. Folks, this is wicked. This is so wicked. Next paragraph, Jared. Get ready, Robert. The second reason Buttigieg had embraced Christian Mantle is that he is working to shift the Overton. Remember the Overton window? And change the traditional narrative. He has realized that the Democrats are perennially hamstrung when it comes to religious voters and decided that rather than giving these votes to the GOP, he's going to make the bold case that voters who believe in the biblical definition of marriage and protection of life in the womb aren't real Christians. Instead, real Christians are upstanding people like Buttigieg and his boyfriend, who has stated implicitly that their partnership has moved them closer to God. You get what's going on?
Get it? Coach.
Yeah.
Spiritual picture from what you started with on the queen and the bloodline. Brother, I saw the spiritual right here, brother. It is tainting the bloodline of the royal.
Amen.
Brother, talking about this is the compromise tainting of Christianity, the bloodline of Jesus, by inserting this into it.
Dale, that's a mic drop, brother. It's going on everywhere, right? It's going on everywhere. They're attacking everything. So, I kind of came at you from several different directions today, but I think the kings of this earth conspiring against the world. I got more, but I wanted Mark to be in. Maybe I'll get into that tomorrow. Let's turn it over to Robert here real quick. January 27th, Keepers of Faith. We know what we're working on here, right? Yeah. How can it be the 27th? I go to Maine tomorrow, state of Maine. Michelle and I are going out for a couple of days of ministry out in the state of Maine. We'll be doing our show live from up there. And hopefully the weather's not real cold. You know, we're in Ohio. We haven't had a measurable snow yet. It's January 27th. Never seen anything like it. Not a measurable snow yet. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. This hits on deception, which we are seeing it today, deception. The quote is, the best church service is one which serves, for it is more blessed to give of oneself than to receive for oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's serving, you know, defending the unborn and preserving justice. Doctrinal deception. Why are thou? Doctrinal deception is rampant in society because many of God's people have forsaken the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, thy word is truth. Rather than being sanctified by this truth, most leave it sitting on their table collecting dust. Christians not possessing the mind of Christ and not having their minds renewed, taught, and empowered by the Spirit often find their minds becoming spiritual minefields. Vain speculations, unbiblical thoughts, and lies from the prince of the power of the air enter such unguarded minds.
Amen.
Likewise, demonic doctrines become more entrenched in those who do not take seriously this spiritual warfare occurring in the battlefield of the mind.
Oh, it's for real, man. It is real.
Often the mind is not protected from incoming piercing accusations and destructive lies of the evil one.
Amen.
Many prefer to wear the hat of popular religion or effortless Christianity that accommodates the world rather than the helmet of salvation that confronts the world.
Mm.
In many Christian assemblies, many carry a butter knife to slice pastoral pastries rather than use God's sharp two-edged sword to judge the preaching, as the Bereans did. They fail to sweep clean the mental minefields. Just a short word on spiritual warfare and guarding the mind. That's it.
That's it. Not on my screen. I thought there was more. Oh, I see it. They did. Okay,
oh, now. Wow. There is more. The second page.
Yes.
It says, they pursue happiness, not holiness. They prefer to play than pray, to live in sin rather than to die to sin. Though they make frequent trips to the altar, they seldom die on the altar.
Amen.
They proudly stand on whitewashed, sinner-sensitive hyper-grace rather than stand in God's blood-bought sanctifying grace.
Amen.
And instead of running the race set before them, they fall in disgrace before Him.
Mm.
Though they may publicly claim Jesus as Savior, they practically deny Him as Lord.
Amen.
So it was prophesied in these last days. The Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
There you are.
But evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Yes, sir.
Jesus warned of this last day deception. When asked by his disciples, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus replied, see to it that no one misleads you.
Wow, there it is, brother. There it is.
that's your media today. That's your mainline media.
Yep.
Thus, John later writes, instructs, and warns against deception, sin, and unrighteousness. He says, these things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you, little children. Let no one deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil. So there you are.
Mayor Butt plugs of the devil. The devil knows scripture. The devil.
Hey, Coach.
It's true.
Yeah, come on in.
Hey, I was just say, you know, Lord's been really dealing with me. A lot of Christianity is inspirational, not transformational.
Makes us feel good, doesn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
So I was watching Mayor Butt plug yesterday. He was asked specifically at a debate last night that Fox News had on the Democrats. And somebody, a pro-life Democrat, asked him, is there room for us in the party? Is there room for us? And Mayor Pete goes on this whole rant about him never not having the right to tell a woman what she can do with her own body, and that's where he stands, and yada, yada, yada. And folks, you know how they pull that crap off? I always made this argument. I'm about out of time. Always made this argument. If you make the abortion argument about the woman, the babies will die. But if you make the debate about the babies have a chance to live. And so Mayor Pete Buttplug, what did he focus on? The woman and the woman's choice. and no man has a right to do anything about it, disregarding the one true victim in the whole mess. Beware that no one deceive you. We live in an age of deception like the world has never seen. Men telling people they're women. Women telling people they're men. Unalienable rights being ripped away. Oh, I got so much I got to talk about. So much to do. Great, great, great being with you this morning. Hey, folks, get some food. Come on, get some food. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.